There's a lot of dispute out there today amongst historians and especially scholars as to what was the theory, the Islamic political theory, espoused by Sayyid al-Shaheed al-Sadr. And if you, of course, look at his writings, you'll come to the conclusion that he proposed an understanding from the Quran based on the system or the belief in Shahada, that there needs to be a major role played by the jurist, by the faqih. But of course, you study the life of Sayyid al-Shaheed and his ruling and his writings, and it seems, and Allah knows best, that there's slight transformation and his opinions tend to slightly change towards the end of his life. There's no doubt that Sayyid al-Shaheed was inspired by the Islamic revolution in Iran. In fact, nobody today disagrees that when the revolution occurred, Sayyid al-Shaheed said, لَقَدْ تَحَقَّقَتْ حُلُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, that the dream, the goal of the prophets have been fulfilled. And of course, he famously said regarding the following of Imam al-Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, ذُوبُوا فِي الْإِمَامِ الْخُمَيْنِي كَمَا ذَابَ هُوَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, that surround yourselves, dissolve yourselves in the personality of Imam al-Khomeini in that sense, just like how he has done this when it comes to the religion of Islam. And in fact, he was ready to become a wakil, despite the fact of being a marja' al-taqlid, he was happy to become the representative of Imam al-Khomeini in one of the provinces or cities in Iraq, to that extent that he was inspired by the Islamic revolution. But of course, when you read the book Al-Islam Yaqudul Hayat, he points to this idea that the scholar has an important role to play in governorship. And certainly he rejects any notion of secularist type of government. But what is now being suggested, of course, is that he was very much in favor of the theory of Wilayat al-Faqih in its absolute sense, because every scholar believes in the theory of Wilayat al-Faqih, but some believe in its limited capabilities, and others say no, that the Wali al-Faqih has the complete authority over the affairs of the community, so to speak, and the Muslim Ummah. He perhaps, and we cannot be absolutely conclusive, because of course at the tender age of 45 he was martyred, yet he was progressing and very much inspired by the thoughts of Imam al-Khomeini, but within the context that he believed that